Are you currently in a job that you no longer find fulfilling, is no longer serving you to reach your career goals, but you're still in that job and you have absolutely no clue why exactly you're still there? Well, in today's episode, I'm sharing with you 7 things that just might be keeping you stuck in that job that you hate. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in. Okay, so like I said, we're going to be talking today about 7 things that are most likely keeping you stuck in that job that you hate. So if right now you are in a job that you know is unfulfilling, you're feeling dissatisfied, you're feeling unhappy, maybe you're feeling unvalued, you're feeling unseen, you're no longer motivated, you're no longer energized, and you know that this job is not right for you. You know that you need to be doing something else, but one, you have no idea what something else is, and two, you're still there. And sometimes you wake up and you're like, why am I still at this job, right? Like maybe you've tried to leave before, but they gave you, you know, a promotion, an extra benefit, and that kept you there. From my experience of just working with clients, I have seen that there are 7 things that are most likely keeping you stuck. And today, I want to share those 7 things with you, hopefully with the intention that if I bring this to your attention, then you become aware of it. And once you're aware of something, then you are able to take action to change a situation. So maybe you don't know why you're still in that job that you hate. Maybe you're not sure why you haven't left yet, or why you haven't made a transition. And so by sharing these 7 things, or as I'm sharing these 7 things, I want you to be paying attention and sort of listening for where you fall. So kind of thinking and asking yourself, okay, which of these is me? What sounds like me, so that you can take action? If you have watched my lives before, you know that when I have my notes out, you should have your notes out too. This is your first time. I like to have my notes ready so that we're pretty clear, concise, we get straight to the point, and I can get you this content, okay? So the first thing that is likely keeping you stuck in that job that you hate is that you are comfortable in your current situation, okay? Number one is that you are comfortable in your current situation. And here's the thing, just because you hate something doesn't mean that you're not comfortable in the discomfort of that hate. Okay. Just because you're unhappy doesn't mean that you are not comfortable in being unhappy in that situation. When you are doing a job that you've been doing for a long time, even when you don't like it, you are used to it. You are comfortable with the amount of work that's expected of you. Maybe you know who to kind of be buddies with, you know who has the in with different people, you know how to navigate your manager, you to stay under the radar. You know, if you're commuting, you know the exact minute you need to leave your house to not be late for your job, right? You know how to navigate that space. So even though it's uncomfortable because you're unhappy, even though maybe mentally you're unhappy, you're not motivated, you're not engaged with the work, maybe you're not getting paid what you would like to get paid. Even though all those things are happening, there's still a level of comfort because you've been there for so long. It's almost like I think of myself where, At some point last year, I remember so I've always been pretty active. I was an athlete in school, so I work out. But a couple of years ago, I had a loss, and I realized belatedly that with that loss in my family, I wasn't working out, but also I was kind of ignoring my stress. So point being, later on, I realized that I had gained weight. But I didn't notice until I started working out again, and my clothes started fitting differently. Like, they were looser. And I was like, wait, hold up. I didn't even know these pants were tight, but I was still wearing them. And I mean, I knew they were tight because the waist was a bit snug. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't leave me hanging. Drop some hearts. You know what I'm talking about. The waist was a bit snug. So I knew that it was tight, but it still fit. So I was still wearing it. And it wasn't until I lost weight that I realized, wait, hold on. This is comfortable. Like, I was used to that. I was familiar with that. So I stayed with it. But now that I see the light, I see what it's meant to be like. I see what life is meant to be like. Now I'm coming back now. I'm leaving the weight, you know, my pants. I'm leaving that behind, coming back to career. I see what a fulfilling career is meant to look like. I see what it looks like to be engaged in the work I'm doing. I see what it feels like to be genuinely enjoying the work, to be enthralled by the work, to have moments of flow. I see what it looks like to be in an organization that values me, that actually wants to pay me a value-aligned salary. It's like, whoa. This is what it feels like what I do. And it's hard to ever get in that space when you're comfortable in your discomfort. So that's number one. The number two thing that's likely keeping you stuck in that job that you hate is lack of confidence. So you're not confident in yourself. You're not confident in your ability to make career decisions. Maybe you're not confident in the outcome. So it's, okay, what if I change jobs and I hate the new job I end up in? Right? Like, what if I do something else and it's just as bad as this one that I'm doing right now? Then I'm going to feel like I wasted time. So you're not confident that you can actually go through the process of a career transition and end up in a career that you genuinely enjoy. So that lack of confidence then keeps you from taking action, right? Because you're not confident that you have the skills it takes to transition, because you're not confident that you can find a role that you like, because you're not confident that you know how to make a decision, that keeps you stuck in that job that you hate. Because it's like, okay, I know I want something else, but I don't know that I'm going to get it. I don't know that I can do it. I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm just going to stick it out, right? Like, I'm just going to stay here because at least I know, I know my level of efficacy where I am. I'm confident. Back to that comfort. I'm confident in my ability to at least go through the motions where I am now. Okay, that's number two. Let me check the chat real quick before I go to number three, because I see some things coming through. Callie Girl said, I love your sessions. I learned so much. Thank you. I love that you love them. Belle says, I'm 2 for 2 so far. Okay, so... I love the smiley faces, by the way. So, like I said, I'm telling you these so that it comes now to your awareness. So if it comes to your awareness, hopefully after this session, after this live session, you can start thinking about what you're going to do differently. Okay. And then my sister's here and she said, matchy, matchy. Y'all know, first of all, purple's my favorite color and I do love to match. Okay. Let's go to number three. So the third thing that is likely keeping you stuck in that job that you hate is the stability. So the stability of the job that you hate is keeping you there. I can't tell you how many times I hear that. I'm there because this job is stable, okay? I have a stable job. Why would I leave a stable job? Or sometimes it's not coming from you. It's the stability, but it's other people saying, girl, why would you leave a stable job? You have a good job. Why would you leave that? Girl, you get paid well. At least you know you have job security, air quotes, job security. And here's what my first thing that I always say to that is that, first of all, y'all, stability is a myth. Okay. You're saying that you're staying in that job that's stable, but they could literally fire you tomorrow without a heads up. So how stable is it really? How stable is a job that could let you go tomorrow? And it might not be because you're not doing your job well. They could just be downsizing. They could have a change in leadership. They could be reconsolidating. They could be going through a reorganization that happens to eliminate the need for your role. But you literally could get fired tomorrow in 2 weeks without heads up. So is it really stable? Or you're saying it's stable and you're unhappy there, right? You're unfulfilled. And what we know, well, at least what I keep telling y'all, you might not know it yet. So if it's your first time watching, let me tell you what we know from the research is that when you're in an unfulfilling career and you're experiencing high levels of work stress, it impacts your mental and physical health. you are experiencing weight loss, weight gain, hair loss, skin issues, insomnia, depression, anxiety, your relationships are suffering, you're more impatient, you're arguing more, you have lower sex drive, higher divorce rates. So you're staying in that job that you think is stable. But while you're in that stable job, it's costing you your mental health. It's costing you your physical health. It's costing you your relationships. It's costing you your joy, your peace, your confidence, your life satisfaction. So is the stability really worth it? I'm curious. Like, is it? Is your stability worth your joy? Especially knowing that there are many more stable, again, air quotes, stable jobs out there. And so you're staying because of the security, but it's not really secure. It's only secure because you've told yourself that it is, but they really could let you go tomorrow. So I call BS on security. Okay? Thanks for the hearts. So number four, it got quiet in here. Like, y'all stopped commenting. I was like, oh, did I come for somebody's edges? Because it got real quiet. Like, y'all got quiet real quick. Okay, number four. Let's go to number four. Number four thing that is likely keeping you stuck in that job that you hate is a fear of the job search process. Okay, is a fear of the job search process. And this one is valid. Okay, job searching. Okay, y'all said you're listening. That's why you got quiet. You're listening. Okay, and job stability does not always equal stability at home. I love that. Yes, especially if it's creating unnecessary stress. Yep, job stability might be causing instability at home and in your personal love life, your relationship. So that's true. So let's get back to number four. So fear of the job search process. In this one, honestly, I understand all these fears. Let me just tell you right now, I'm telling you all these things that are keeping you stuck. And, you know, I tend to be very direct, straight to the point. So it might seem like I'm coming for you. And low key, yes, I'm coming for you because I want you to be in a career that's fulfilling. But also, I understand all of these things. Okay, if I didn't understand, I wouldn't be telling you about it, but I understand, so I'm telling you about it so you can make changes. And so when I think about this fear of the job search process, I'll be the first one to tell you, job searching can be stressful. Job searching can be hard. It can be overwhelming because there's so many parts that goes into it. You have to find the job. You have to make sure your resume matches. You have to make sure the job pays what you want or it's in the location that you want. Then you have to apply. Some companies might ghost you, but then you have to wait. You might go to one interview, second interview, third interview. Then you have to negotiate. Like, it's a lot of moving parts to job searching, y'all. So I can understand that it is a lot. But what I know is that fear of that process usually comes in when, one, you don't have a good, clear, solid strategy to your job search, and two, you don't have the right mindset going into your job search. So fear of the process comes in when you don't have strategy and mindset. Because while, yes, it can be a lot, it can also be fun. And I know you just like side-eyed me hardcore, like, wait, Tega, you said job searching can be fun. Yes, I was in the job market about four years ago now. And I genuinely, now mind you, let me tell you my raggedy story. Let me tell you how raggedy I was, okay? Because, so I said I was in the job market 4 years ago, but I want to say maybe 4 years before that, so 8 years ago now or so, I was also on the job market, and that one was raggedy. This is before I became a career counselor and coach. So that job search, I applied to, I kid you not, yeah, I did what I tell y'all to not do now because I know how messed up it is. I probably applied to like 50 jobs. I got like 2 interviews. Like, y'all know how you be up at 4 a.m. on LinkedIn scrolling, looking for jobs. And I'm like, stop doing that. Like, it makes you want to just throw your laptop across the room. Yeah, don't do that anymore. That job was like terrible. Again, like I said, 50 jobs, maybe 2 interviews, and only one got back to me, and that's the job I got. The one 4 years ago, I applied to only 10 jobs. I got 6 interviews. I probably would have gotten more. I only got 6 because I got off the market because I got an offer that I wanted. Of those 6, I got 3 offers. And I actually went into the process and joined it. And what was the difference between those 2 job search? Is my mindset and my strategy. I was super clear about what I was looking for. So I wasn't doing the spray and pray method of just throwing my resume out there, which I did that first time. That was, again, terrible. But I went in being super clear, not only about what I wanted, but about who I was and the value I was bringing to any organization. So when I went in, y'all, I kid you not, I was like, y'all want me. I know you want me because I'm dope AF. Okay. So yes, you're interviewing me, but I'm interviewing you too. I did not apply to any job in any city that I did not know, that I knew for a fact I did not want to move to. I was very clear, very targeted, and very precise about that process, and I actually enjoyed it. Until today, I still get feedback from my boss about not only my negotiation, because apparently I was a shark, but even on my, because it was a multiple interview process, and I still get told that my speech, my talk, my job talk was one of the best ever. And what was that mindset? I'm not special. I mean, yes, I'm special because I'm a child of God, but you're special too. And a lot of times it's when you're going into the job search without the right mindset, you go in so haphazard, you go in almost desperate, you go in looking to take anything that comes your way. So now you're not negotiating, so you're leaving money on the table. You're going into the interviews not showing your full authentic self, so you end up in wrong environments. And it's because you don't have a strategy, you don't have the right mindset. And all of that is why you then just, you're like, you know what? I'm not even gonna job search. Because I applied multiple times, I didn't hear back. This process is stressful, it's overwhelming, so I'm not even gonna bother. And so then you stay in that job that you hate. Okay, hold on. I saw some things come through that I know we need our edges snatched. Job search and putting myself out there feels so cringe, so in uppercase. Man, let me tell y'all, it's not cringe. It feels cringe because you don't have guidance. And so if that's you, right, if you're saying it feels so cringe, I definitely invite you to check out my program, Job Search Simplified. So literally, if you just Google or search jobsearchsimplified.com, that's where I help women who are job searching. And I just finished working with one of my clients who, working together, we got her first, I mean, I'm most proud of this, a $55,000 salary increase. But just even hearing her talk after, she was talking about how before working with me, she was just spinning her wheels in the job search and was so unclear, but now she feels so confident in her skills and in herself. And it's just a mindset shift. That's the value of just changing how you approach the process. Okay. Well, let's keep it going. I love this comment. So keep the comments coming, y'all. The fifth thing. So number five thing that is keeping you stuck in that job you hate is either it's a combination of both. It's depression and also a lack of energy. Okay, when you have reached the state of just feeling absolutely depressed because of the work environment that you're in right now, that there's this lack of energy that has seeped in. And honestly, it's a vicious cycle. It's a vicious cycle because you can't wait until you leave the environment. You can't wait until you have energy to try to leave, because the work is the reason why you don't have energy. The job is the reason why you're feeling depressed. It's the reason why you feel so lackluster. It's the reason why you don't have confidence in yourself. It's the reason why you don't believe in yourself. Because you're doing work that either, if it's not aligned with your high power skills, then that means you're constantly in a state of doubting yourself. You're constantly in a state of not thinking you're good enough. You're constantly in a state of feeling like, do I know what I'm doing? Do I have the skills to do what I'm doing? And when you're in environments like that, environments where you don't feel seen, you don't feel validated, you don't feel valued, and you're not operating in your zone of genius, when you are in those kinds of spaces for too long, your negative self-talk gets so loud and so overwhelming that you're now the one telling yourself, I can't do anything else. I'm not good enough. I don't have what it takes. And over time, it's literally like that mindset is beating you down over and over and over again. And that is what's leading to that lack of energy. It's draining you, y'all. You're spending so much energy just trying to survive in a workplace that's draining you that you don't have energy for anything else. It's making you not enjoy life or even want to enjoy life. And so if you keep saying, I'm going to wait until I leave to find something better, or I'm going to wait until I have energy and feel better to find a better career, how sway? if the environment you're in is the reason why you don't feel good, when and how are you going to feel better if you're still in that environment? I mean, yes, there's some things you can do, some small mindset shifts you can do to change your outlook in the environment, to change how you're approaching the environment, but you're going to be hard-pressed to see dramatic change, dramatic increase in energy, increase in your outlook in life without that change in environment. Okay. And so that depression or lack of energy is keeping you stuck, and you're telling yourself, I'm going to wait till I feel better. And that's keeping you stuck, but you're not going to feel better until you leave. Okay. So let's go on to number six. Okay. So the sixth thing that is likely keeping you stuck in that job that you hate is the current colleagues or coworkers that you like. So I know I see some of y'all out there, you don't like the work, okay? You don't like the work that you're doing, but you like your friends, you like your little friends at work, you like to kiki with them, you like to have the lunch dates and the happy hours, you like to talk with them, you like to connect, you know? You got your work BFF, your work bestie. And so you're like, if I leave this job, I'm gonna leave all these great connections that I've made, these great relationships, right? It's like, I don't wanna leave this job because I've made such great friends and I like the people, okay? The people are not the problem. I actually really enjoy the people, but it's just the work. I hate the work. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you've built the relationships, which I'm not downplaying that relationships are really important. And at the same time, you're miserable. So, relationships versus my mental health and physical health. I'm trying to weigh it here. I can't weigh it for you. You're the only one who can answer that. But the relationships are great because they're pretty much serving as a protective factor for you, okay? The relationships are probably would have helped you stay in that job up until this point. And so they've kept you this far. But let me tell you something for a fact. The relationships will only get you so far. The more you're doing the more you're working in a workplace that is overall toxic, or you're doing work that doesn't align with your high power skills, you're doing work that you're not interested in, so you're not motivated to do the work, you're not engaged to do the work, but you like the people, you look forward to your lunch break. Over time, that disengagement and lack of motivation is going to outweigh the relationships. Okay, that disengagement is going to make you start to, what I said earlier, start to doubt yourself, start to doubt your competence, start to doubt your skills, start to doubt your knowledge. And so over time, it's going to get to you. And so I can only offer you that question is, you know, what's more important, those relationships or your health? And I invite you to reflect on that. Because right now, those relationships are what are or what is keeping you in that job that you hate. But how long can you survive that? And also, are you assuming that you will lose the relationships without actually even trying to leave? Because just because you met them at work doesn't mean you're only friends with them at work, y'all. Like, the phone works outside of work. The text works outside of work. Instagram works outside of work. Like, we can still go to dinner outside of work. So I'm just gonna offer that to you. Okay? Okay. Let's go to number seven. The final thing that is likely keeping you stuck in that job that you hate is a familiarity with your current environment. And this is similar to number one where I talked about comfort, but the difference is that usually with this familiarity comes a false sense of loyalty. So you feel like you have to be loyal to the organization. So it's like, maybe you're saying to yourself, okay, I don't like this job, but you know, I've been with them for so long. Like, how will they replace me? Or, you know, they gave me promotions, or I've gotten a great bonus, or I just feel like I would be betraying them if I leave. And I'm like, sis, you don't owe any company loyalty at all. Like, one, this is a bit morbid, but if you die tomorrow, they will replace you before you can say good morning. In 2 weeks flat, somebody else is doing your job. They might miss you, but somebody else is doing your job. Two, that was one. Two, you are the CEO of your career. You are the CEO of your career, which means that your job is to be looking out for knowledge, skills, opportunities that advance your career, not an organization. And if the next opportunity that advances your career happens to be with a different organization, then so be it. Because these companies ain't loyal to you. You might be in a great company. Yeah, they might have, you know, great benefits and a great work culture, yada, yada, yada. But if you hate the job, which means you're no longer enjoying it, you're no longer fulfilled doing it, you're no longer motivated, it doesn't inspire you anymore, which means it's no longer serving the purpose of advancing your career, it's time for you to go. It's time for you to go. They will, I promise you, they will be all right. We gonna be all right. They will be all right, y'all. These companies will be all right. So your job is not to be loyal to any company. Your job is to look out for, because here's the thing, and that might sound, if you're someone who's very, I just think community driven, you're very much big on the good of the order for the group. One thing I want you to know is that when you step into your role as the CEO of your career, when you are doing what it takes to advance your career, what happens is that you end up being fulfilled in your career. You are happy in your career. And when you are fulfilled, you show up in the world as your best self. You show up in excellence. And when you show up as your best self and in excellence, everybody benefits, including the organization. So right now you're staying in that organization that job you no longer like, you hate the job, you're not enjoying it. You're trying to be loyal, so you're staying. But because you hate it, you're not showing up in excellence. You're not showing up as your best self. So you're giving them a half-assed version of you. Why? You're not doing them good service right now. When you could go somewhere else and actually show up in excellence, show up as an expert, show up in confidence, and actually serve the organization to the best of your ability because you enjoy the work and the space that you are in. Y'all seeing the difference? So I want you to think about that, okay? I want you to think about, is loyalty really serving you or the organization? Okay, so there you have it, the seven things that are likely keeping you stuck in that job you hate. I hope that helped you, okay? I hope it helped you. And if you felt called out, again, that's perfect, okay? I'm calling you out, all right? I'm calling you in, I should say, with love and with empathy, because I want you to do better for yourself. I want you to find work that truly, and y'all, do you know how good it feels when you are doing work that makes you feel like you are living on purpose? Let me tell you, it is unmatched. Okay. And so I'm hoping that now that you know some of the things that are likely keeping you stuck, you can take the next step. And the next step is always going to be action. What action are you going to take to make your situation different? But one thing I will tell you is you can't confidently take action without clarity. Okay. It's impossible to feel confident in your career decisions without clarity. So you have to be clear about what you want in your career. You have to be clear about who you are. Be clear about what it is you're looking for so that you can take action knowing that you're stepping into meaning and purpose and fulfillment. Okay? And that's exactly what I help my clients do in my signature program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. So FYFC, it literally is about helping you get career clarity so that you can make your next career move with confidence. And so if this resonated with you, if you were like, okay, you're in my business and I need you to get out of my business. Okay? If you were like, Tega, I need you to take 10 steps back, give me my edges back. Then you should definitely go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com and just check it out. Check out FYFC because that's likely what you need to get clarity and then make your next move with confidence. Okay? So thank y'all for joining me live. Thank you for listening. I'm so glad. I hope this was helpful for you. I saw the hearts come through, so I hope that means that it was helpful. Have a good day, y'all, and thank you again. Bye, y'all.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, there are a couple of things that I would love for you to do. First, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review this podcast because I genuinely love hearing your thoughts. You can also help us reach others by sharing this episode with one person. Thanks again for joining us on the Fulfilling Career Podcast.